Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. He's the co-host on the line helping to overturn Citizens United. Ms. Tiffany Muller, she is the president and executive director. Sandy, you had a question you wanted to ask.
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. The one question was with respect to getting a constitutional convention convened and whether she saw a risk from of a difficulty in confining the issue that convention might take up to just being this issue of money in politics and the steps needed in the amendment to the Constitution to change that. You know, there are apparently 19 states, there's a movement now to get 19 states that has 19 states talking about trying to convene a convention to create a much more conservative constitution, one that toes the line on a bunch of conservative issues and clarifies it in that regard. Do you think that those two things might get mixed together in a horrifying kind of a way?
Yeah, I think this is a great question, Sandy, and one that there's been a lot of conversation about just kind of within the movement. I also want to take just a minute. Did you hear during the break that there was a commercial that said it was paid for people corporations?
Yeah.
That was amazing and well-placed. So, Sandy, I agree with some of your concerns. Those concerns have been raised that there is a conservative push to open up a constitutional convention and actually be able to roll back a lot of rights and freedoms that are currently, housed within our Constitution, that if a constitutional convention was opened back up, that those things could be put at risk. We at In Citizens United, we want to obviously overturn Citizens United. The way that we think is the easiest to go about that is first and foremost to do what we can do today, which is going to be to pass federal legislation to gut Citizens United, to make sure that we have the disclosure and transparency, to put other kinds of guardrails on the money and politics in our system. And then we support a constitutional amendment, which is, there's been a constitutional amendment introduced in both the House and the Senate. It has almost all of the Democrats on as co-sponsors. But we need to make sure that we can harness the power of the American people who support that constitutional amendment, which is like 75% of people, to actually get that done. And right now the Republican Party is standing in the way because they know that this money helps them win elections. So I, too, share concerns about the Constitutional Convention. We lean toward the constitutional amendment, and we also need to reform the Supreme Court because right now it's been radicalized and stolen from us.
Well, clearly, I think money and politics are a huge problem. So the other thing described was this omnibus bill that you had proposed to Congress that involved a bunch of sounded like it involved a number of different remedial steps to try and correct the in a manner that would skirt the constitutional issue and simply bring greater sunlight and other issues into fundraising. But it sounded like there were a bunch of issues that you were trying to address. And my question is whether you might not be better served by taking these on one bite at a time and holding politicians' feet to the fire on one particular issue that you could put a lot of sunlight on so the people out there could understand what's in the bill. Like, for instance, understanding exactly the identity of the people who are behind money that is brought into politics as being something that's permitted under the Constitution, but could help a lot in terms of limiting its power.
Well, what the Freedom to Vote Act did is it really addressed and tried to correct all of the attacks that we're seeing on our democracy right now, right? We are seeing attacks on voting rights. We're seeing gerrymandering where politicians are choosing their voters rather than the other way around. We're seeing the trying to overturn elections and the election subversion. Obviously, the money in politics, the corruption in politics. And the other side is attacking our democracy from all of these different ways. And so this bill was really set up to do one thing, which was to protect our democracy by addressing and fortifying all of those issues, voting rights, ending gerrymandering, getting money out of politics. And
well, I understand that. I guess my concern was that by putting all of it into one bill, you might view that as a way to consolidate all the people who might favor one or the other of those particular initiatives, but you also consolidate the people who might oppose them. And secondly, by putting it into a broad bill like that, you begin to obscure from the people just what it is. And, you know, Washington's gotten very good at euphemistic names for the legislation that they're proposing, and it maybe obscures from the public, and maybe the public's gotten numb to what it is that might be in the bills. So I'm just wondering whether it might be strategically better to simplify this for Tom, Dick, and Mary by not having one bill, but having seven bills or whatever it would take to simplify by separating the issues and causing the legislators to have to talk about each one independently and to have the public's interest focused on each one independently.
Yeah, we actually did end up having standalone votes on the redistricting measures, the disclosure measures. The Republicans are full obstructionists on all of those, on any type of effort to address any of the attacks on our democracy. So we did actually have breakout votes and individual votes. They ended up getting the same amount of support. All the Democrats are on board with fixing our democracy, and all of the Republicans stood in opposition to fixing it. So we will continue to push. We're not giving up. We know that it matters to be elected in November, and so we're going to keep going.
So. Well, let me just say, from a person who lives in Milwaukee and not in Washington, but who spent at least part of my professional life kind of straddling the political world, that I do think that Washington comforts itself by naming bills something like Protect the Democracy Bill, but the public out here in the hinterland doesn't have a foggy clue what's in that bill other than the euphemistic name that's been provided to it. And I just think that maybe Washington would do well to make it much easier for the public to understand what's going on by not having omnibus bills and something like this, but having simplified singular pieces of legislation that they can hold up and talk about and hold the feet to the fire for their legislators.
Yeah, I think that it is a fair point, and one that we're constantly just trying to figure out, how do we get these bills passed? No matter what its name, no matter if it's omnibus or standalone, how do we make real progress in protecting our democracy? And for us, that starts with making sure we have the right leaders elected who will push for these policies and to continue to call out the obstruction that we see on the other side. But I think your points are well taken. There are lots of criticisms to be had of Washington, that's for sure.
Let's go back to the phone lines quickly, Tom, quickly.
Yep. All I want to say is that you're doing a great job. I want to definitely know what the name of your organization is and the website and all that good stuff. But I think I'm actually agreeing with Sandy, which I'm kind of shocked. But I would love for you guys to call the bill Get Money Out of Politics and leave it at that. So therefore, because there are people on the conservative side and the progressive side, the actual voters, that want to get money out of politics.
Oh, hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. The website is in Citizens United. Oh, hold on. Give them the website, Ms. Mueller.
So we are in citizensunited.com. Easy to find and easy to remember. We want to end Citizens United.
Well, we've
please, anyone listening, get involved. We need you in this fight.
Well, I want to thank you very much. I know you got to run, but we really appreciate it. We'll keep you in the Rolodex, and I'll be reaching out to you again and again and again. What do you want to say in closing?
We are at a critical moment in our country's history and in the fight for our democracy. And right now, none of us can afford to stay on the sidelines. We need everyone raising their voice, getting involved in these races, and getting involved in the fight to save our democracy. So hang in there, keep speaking up, join us, join other organizations that are doing great work. And Earl, thank you so much for having me on today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, yeah, we've enjoyed it immensely, and I will definitely reach back out to you. Really appreciate it. That's Miss Tiffany Muller. Again, she is with the N Citizens United, and we got to go to a break. It's Friday. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Our phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. But you never noticed me. My shady love. Won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? I wish that you were mine.